Shmeitzer Shir. Tuesday night, or Liyud Beis Adar Aleph, or in Shmeitzer Vav, we're in Perek Yutes. The Shmeitzer started off with a premise, that a woman tells her husband she's a Nida. So he started off with a premise which he backs down from. So it sounds a little strange to us. He started with a premise that it's part of the din of the Sofra law, and it's al Seidechadem and Beisurin. And he wants to know, but what about it's connected to Cheskos Taira? So why is she Neman and Eidechadem Neman against the Cheskos Taira? And he rejects the idea that she's a Bailim because he has already said he sold. That the idea of being Neman, if you're a Bailam of an object, even against the Chazakah, is only if you own something, a monetary possession, talking about yourself is not called a Bailus. So then he says, what's going on here? He says, it's Shavyanav Shechatich and Yisurah. And the Pasuk of the Sofra law is talking about to say she's Tohor, not to say she's Tomei. To say she's Tomei is good old Shavyanav Shechatich and Yisurah. You might know a Mishnah in Gittin, in a Durham, that says that a woman is not Neman to say something, even that Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Yisura. The Mishnah happens to be talking about a woman saying, I'm a Soto. It could get confusing if you're learning Shmaitza and you read the words Tumeya Anilach. The Tumeya Anilach of the Mishnah in the Durham is not Tomei Ani of a Nido, it's Tumei Ani Loch HaMasaita. And therefore she says, I want to get. And then she makes a website. Get a get today. Get a get, get a get, get a get today.
Get it up, get it up.
And that's why they call it a get, because the woman always wants to get one.
And he says get.
You know that get has no known linguistic, what's the word, what am I looking for? What word? Yeah, there's no etymology to the word get. Or parav.
Two letters in the
parav, yeah, there's only those that don't come together.
Alright.
And there's no, and also, I've looked hard and far and wide for the etymology of the word parav. It's also, there's no etymology to it. It's just, it's a word. I made up a word, parav. Anyway, so there is a Mishnah in the Doran that says a woman can't do Shavya Nafshe because she's Meshubit to the Baal. So, well, actually, it's a run. Okay, anyway, but the Shemite, we learned this already. So the Shemite said that's not relevant to us. That's talking about a woman that says she's also to her Baal and she wants a get and she wants to be mafkia herself totally from the Baal. But to say she's a Nida, which is part of the normal life cycle of a woman, so that would not be considered a stira to the shibud of the Baal, and there's no reason why she wouldn't be Neman Ashav Yanavshe. Ella, Sheyesh Lehistapek Levizeb, Beisha, what?
The only one who can say she's a Nida is her. It can't work any other way. Who's going to count?
You're right.
There's no other way for her.
But you're absolutely correct. The Shmaita wants to know a technical terence, not just a lemotzono yadein of raglenu. You're saying it can't work any other way. Okay, I hear. That's not. Sometimes that works. Sometimes the achrenim say such a terence. In fact, Rashi, when he says about a neidecha being never be surin, he says it can't work any other way. How could you eat? How could you eat by someone? You can never visit anyone. Akapanim, but the Shmaitzer was looking to see just the technicality of it. That's all. So it's a technicality of shavya nafshe chaticha di sura. But now he raises a problem with that, or at least a question. Of the sheishlis topic of hezeh beisha shamar tmeya ani loch. The emenes mishum shavya nafshe chaticha di yisura imo iser gam lebal habo aleho. Now what does that mean in terms of the Baal? Whether it's a malchus or stop technically, whether it creates an iser on the Baal. O eino iser elo leisha, Nishav Yonafshech Atichid Yisura. If you're saying it's not a Lechon Eben Yisurin, because it's against the Chazaka. And the Shmaitza hold on Chazaka Suyin Lishtanos is a fine Chazaka. Right? Fine Chazaka for now. So Shav Yonafshech. So now Shav Yonafshech really, he says, does that answer the Baal? Uchaygavna Yeshli Hustapek, and that's really a suffix. B'chomokam the Shav Yonafshech Hatichad Yisura, a woman says Eish Hashishani, and her only Nemonis is because of Shav Yonafshech Hatichad Yisura. Is that Isser relevant to another person?
Why do we believe someone says Shabbat? So, I mean, the very word you're saying that it's easy to do is because, you want to make that person dust on yourself?
I don't have to worry about it for too long because he's about to say no. But even in his tzad, I would imagine he wasn't talking about giving an onesh like Malkus or Misa. He was just talking about treating it as usur, and the Besdin won't let him, I don't know if he'll be punished, but the Besdin will,
Pasul, it's usur.
But that impacts how many of the Misa Duraisa, right?
Shav Yonafshech is the Araisa.
On the other person,
I don't know what it is that the Araisa means. The person has to assume, is it? Well, that gets us into the Shaila, which the Shmaitz is about to discuss, whether an Isra has been created by Shav Yonafshech, or it's been clarified that it exists. You're not making an Isra at all, you're just clarifying something exists. So he wants to know if it's been clarified, legabi the other person. Do other people have to, now fall into line, what you asked is not really fair, I'm thinking now. Again, he's going to say that in another few seconds, but it's not that compelling what you say. Because Shav Yonafshech Hatichad Yisura, you're right about the wording, but that could just be the reason she's Nemon. Once she's Nemon, it affects everybody. The reason is Shav Yonafshech Hatichad Yisura. She wouldn't be Nemon on someone else. She's Nemon because it's Negeya Har. And then, the ramification is a valid ramification. I'm just addressing your diuk. The lashon just might be the reason she's believed. It doesn't have to be describing the end result. It could be describing the reason, not the end result. Right? But anyway, the Shmaita goes on to say, why? That when a woman says she's not Nemon, that's the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon says she's not Nemon. See, it's a little like convoluted. The Mishnah says she's not Nemon. But they didn't want women to get a get. They didn't want women to be able to make a website and get thousands of people to boycott Oscroll so that she could get a get. They didn't want that, believe it or not. I don't know why. They're anti-feminists. What's the word? Misogynist. The rabbis are famous misogynists, and therefore they wanted the woman to just be a baby-producing factory. As we all know, our wives are just robots that are just there to produce babies for us and come to my house. You'll see who runs the house, who's the boss.
I'm going to download this year and crop out a very specific part.
Anyway, so Taisa said, so Rabbanan said she's not Nemon, because we don't want a woman to get a get on demand. This is serious. That the anti-Torah hashkafa of so many well-meaning people, I'm not talking about the Rishon, I'm talking about even well-meaning people, but the totally anti-Torah that a woman can get on demand. And ever since Chaim Davinu Gershon, a husband also can't get on demand. To use the Rosh's Lashon, the Rosh was a very famous modern liberal pinko kami. The Rosh said that Rabbeinu Gershon made a takana to be mashve the koach ha'isha la'ish. That's the Rosh's Lashon.
Wow.
To equalize the woman, that she have the same rights as a man. That's what Rabbeinu Gershon came to do. So just like a woman can't get a get on demand. You know, that's poshut, that you should not be able to get a get on demand. That's like the default Torah hashkafa. It breaks up the family, and it's a terrible thing, and people break up families on a whim, or they say, I fell out of love, or whatever else, or they made a nice secretary, or they're having some sort of midlife crisis. And we all know, we don't know Baruch Hashem, but we all heard of midlife crises, and you're looking for excitement in your life, etc., etc., etc. But the Torah decreed that a husband could give a wife Baal Karchach of the woman. I once said a theory, perhaps why, but it's not relevant anymore, because when Gershom came along and made a Cherem, an Isser, some, it's not Chal B'dieved, most hold, Zachal, it can't be Megarish a woman Baal Karcha, so there's no such thing as get on demand. So Rabbanan were worried, though, that a woman in the days of the Gemara and the Mishnah, or even afterward, it's a chashash, if a woman could be Shavya Nafsha Chadicha Disura and say she was Nazana and she became also the Baila, then there's a way for her to get on demand. Right? Maybe she doesn't know about it, but she has plenty of friends, and maybe she hired a publicist who told her that there's a way to get a get on demand. You just have to say Tmeyan Ilah. And that's it. It's over. Okay? So Chachamah said she's not believed. So then the Ran asks, how could Rabbanan be okay to din of Shavya Nafsha? So the Ran answers that really she can't be Shavya Nafsha because she is violating the Shibud that she's Meshubah to the husband. That's, so when you read the Mishnah, you have to realize when the Mishnah says that first she was believed, that was a takana. That was a takana. At first she was believed, it was also a takana. The Mishnah is not really reflective of the true din, because in the true din she's not never. There they said, we can't, they saw it's creating get on demand, so they said, okay, we're going to take away her nemanus. So Tosis says, you know, how could they say she's not believed that Shavya Nafsha? So one teret, the teret of the Ram that we're familiar with, is that she's not believed because she's Mafkia, the Shibud of the Baal. That's what we're familiar with. Tosis says the teret of Rav Rabbi Eliezer. Now, for other reasons, the Mishnah is talking about not a sota, b'mezid sota, talking about Aisha's Kohen, that even if she was Nensa, and she didn't say she's a Rasha, she says she was forcibly taken, so she becomes also the Baila. That's the Kedusha's Kohuna, that an Aisha's Kohen Shenensa becomes Asura Labaila. And she is saying Tmeyani Lach, she's saying Nensa. So Taisa says, how could she not be Nemon? So Taisa answers, the Issa Zona, which is the technical Issa that devolves upon her if she was Nensa, it's the Issa Zona. So that Issa is on the Kohen. On the Kohen. Normal Isser are on both male and female, meaning even the Torah speaks from the perspective of the male. There's an erva called sister, for example. You may notice that there's no erva called brother. It would be probably a wrong statement to say a brother is an erva to a woman. Probably that's an incorrect statement. Men are not arayos. Women are arayos. Nevertheless, even though the Isser is not to be with a sister, but the man is also over. The Isser is on both, the man and the woman. They participated in the, way Rav Abba put it, they both participated in the bia of the system.
I say, looks like a letter Erva's a bifa. That's Erva is a man.
It would be probably an incorrect statement to say the father is a man. There, the word Erva is not used in the sense that we use it as a noun of Arayos. It's talking about the intimate act is called Lo Segala Ervosa. That's the Torah's euphemism. Doesn't say Lo Tivol. Doesn't say, the Torah uses the euphemism of Lo Segala Ervosa. The way we use the word Arayos, like in the Mishnah in Yevamos, Chamesh Esrei, well, it says Noshim, it doesn't say Arayos. When we use the word Arayos, we're not using the word Erva the way the Chumash does. The Torah uses the word Erva to mean the Mokom Erva, and the Kala Ervason is a euphemism. We use the word Arayos in a different sense, it's as a noun, to refer to the women themselves. That there's an Isilos, a Kala Ervason, so that's just common usage, that's not the meaning of the word. So a man, and when I say we say a man is not an Erva, I meant in the common usage. If I wanted to put it differently, so that when the Torah asked, you're right, in that case the Torah asked the father, that's unusual. It's always the women that are asking. But Agapana, whenever the women are the Chetz of the Yisura, but the Isra devolves upon both partners. So the Rav Elezer in Taisus says, even a Grusha to a Kayan. Unless Rav Elezer is talking about a Grusha also. Pashas is saying there's a Grusha to a Kayan, so both partners in the act are either the Isser. She's not a Kayan, and he's not a Garish, but that, right? This is on Otus. Rav Elezer is saying it's not like that by Zayna. That the Zayna is only also to the Kohen who has Kedushas Kahuna, Avalo Isha, but the woman herself, the Vadehu Muzer Aleha, Avalo He, Eina Muzheres Alov, Hilka Gamle Dvareha, Eina Asurabo. Tyson has a brilliant chap, that there's no Shavya Navshe Chaticha Di Surah, because she's not Asur. Now, it's very Shvera Tyson's, because, okay, that's a place that is. It's a strange, the Yisod is strange, that the woman is not Osir. And also the Shavya Nafsha, Chaticha Di Sura. Okay, no, that's good. But when we do Shavya Nafsha, Chaticha Di Sura, it doesn't mean she makes herself into a Chaticha Di Sura. It means she makes on herself whatever she's talking about, whether it's a piece of meat that she said was chazir, or whatever she said, so she shavya nafsha chaticha di yisura. That thing she made into chaticha di yisura on herself. So Tosis essentially is saying that since she's not muzer in the yisur, so she has no power of shavya nafsha here. Now it does affect someone else. Because that's what Titus is answering. That since only the Kayan's Usher, so her statement is only, there's no relevance for herself, so to speak. No relevance for herself. I mean, she's not allowed to be Musayeya and Dayavir Avera, but there's no Shavyanav Shechatichet Yisura because she's Mutter. Raya is that the Raya is because I'm wrong. I told you a few minutes ago that Shavya Nafshe could possibly be bound of her. I said Shavya Nafshe is the reason. Well, maybe logically, once the reason for her nemonis is there, maybe she's Neman vis-a-vis someone else also. But Tosis is really saying, when there's no Shavya Nafsha, then, so, the reason, if I was right, then the Shmaitre would have no Raya. Shmaitzer brings a raya that you're not nemo with Shavya Nafshi regarding someone else, because Taisa says this is so, that when it's not relevant to her, just to someone else, he's not nemo. So I'm wrong. If I were right, the way I said to you, the Shmaitzer has no raya. Maybe the Oilam, you are nemo, the guy with someone else, once you have the reason to be nemo, which is Shavya Nafshi. Remember I said to you that that's a reason, but maybe once you have the reason to be Neman, the Neman is spread and you never look at the other people. But now I'm realizing if that would be correct, then the which I think it is, thinking it out, if that would be correct, then the Shmaitza has no raya. Because here, you don't start off with a reason to be Neman. No Shavya Nafshi. So then the Shmaitza would have a raya. We're looking for when there is Shavya Nafshi, does it affect another person also? But in the Shmaitzer's case, there's no Shavya Nafshi, but he holds it's a raya, because he says if it affects someone else, then it would affect someone else, even in this case, when it doesn't affect her, it would affect the Kayan. So that's what he says, U'masha mitibayim, Shavya Nafshi, Hadina Nisura, Enu Elo Lidido. Now the Shmaitzer gets even cuter. And he says, in name of the time of the Shavya Nafshi Hadina the Surah of the Torah, then there, the Risha Tzad and our friend the Marit. Now, what the Marit exactly means could be subject to discussion. But we're not going to discuss that tonight. Tonight we'll just carry the ball for the Shmaitzer the way he understands it. He understands the Marit very literally. And when you are Shavya Nafshi, it's like you made a nether. So the Shmaitzer has an interesting question. The din is, I can aser my item upon you. I could say, for example, this phone is aser on you. I could say your phone is aser on me. I could say my phone is aser on you. Each one's a kiddush. Your phone is also on me as a chiddush, because I'm affecting a chalois, something that doesn't belong to me. Talk about neder now, real neder. And there's another chiddush, I can answer my thing on you. And I have a power over you, because you become usher to eat it. So that's a chiddush. What the Shmaitzer is saying, fascinatingly, is that if Shavya Nafshi, he understands the Marit, according to the plain meaning of Marit's words, at least at this point, because he says it's mitam neder, and you could ask for something someone else. So if you're Shavya Nafshi, so why wouldn't it help Shmaitzer? Let's say it's a neder. So when I say I'm a neder, but the woman says I'm a neder, so that would be like assuring something in her rishus onto someone else. And that you could do. So, if it's without neder, says the Shmaitzer, I'm not so sure why you say it, that it doesn't have ramifications for someone else. Omdam, he named a time in the Shavya Nafshi, Chadichah, the Surah, Bitaras, Neder, Uvatam, Zebu, Marit. And again, the Shmaitzer is understanding the Marit very literally. It's like you made a neder. Yom Kei, Kavosh, Yuchal, Lesser, Odom, Alatzmo, Okay, so then my yisod would not be true. Marit really takes himself very seriously. The shayla on it. So what's the other alternative? Pashtus. Then it's an emonus. Since it's no gay on me, so I'm Nemon. You can't enter Israel Ali Atzmo. I'm Nemon on myself. Lola Cherim. Elantimamelo, so the Cholodim Lova Yaleo on a practical level, Shomer Yishishani, Rishum Lifte Iver. Okay, but it doesn't really, not really, why it doesn't really? It doesn't affect other people. If it's Mitam Neder, it might. like you asked your thing on someone else, but the client says not to take that too seriously. But if you count nemonos, I'm nemon on myself, I'm not nemon on someone else. I'm not nemon if there's a ramification on someone else. I'm nemon. So I'm not nemon, it's got to be someone else. I said the word nemonos, I don't know if I might have misspoken. The Shmaitza goes on to say that nemonos is another side. So what's this? If it's not, I don't know, it has to be nemonos. But it's not carte blanche nemonos. It's nemonos because it's no gay are you. The Gemara many times adds in the Dorim, the second of the Dorim, adds the phrase, they machil al adadavar asulo. And if I make a ned or something, even if it's your item on me, say machil, you can't force me to eat this, or I said it should be also, it's also. So, even if it's not Ned there, what? He doesn't knock. The Marit knocks off the Marit. The Marit knocks off that side, because he takes that side so literally, he says you should be able to destroy him. And we know you can't. And we never heard that you could. So we're about to learn, we'll continue tomorrow night, we're about to learn the word nemonus, but that would be a blanket nemonus, look at me, the whole world. If it's not a nether, it's a nemonus, but it's a very narrow nemonus. It's a nemonus, look at me myself, because it's only negea me. If I said something's also on me, so I'm nemonus, look at me myself. That's the other side.
You can be shoel. What were you saying? You said it's literally, you can be shoel.
That's what my rich is questioning. If it's mitzvah. Did I create a new iser? That's what I'm calling the word nether. Or did I just say that? Did I clarify that this is also? So the Marit says he considers the fact that it's chalois, I made it usher, and the Shmaitzer considers the fizah, so then why in the world isn't Shavya Nafshe relevant to someone else? But then he says the Marit himself rejects it, and he says then you would be able to be Shailan like you'd be Shailan another. And you never heard of that? So it must be. Shmaitzer doesn't like the word nemonus, but I do. I mean, in contrast to nether, it's nemonus. But it's a, but the Shmaitzer's point at this point is it's a very narrow nemonus just on myself. On myself, I say, something's also for me to eat. I mean, the Gemara adds very, like, succinctly, like, Beilachil Lodin over also. Okay. Let's stop here.